believe that he's a brother in Christ. And you know what? I thought it was great to actually find a Calvinist who wants to go soul winning. Because you know what the vast majority of Calvinists think about our soul winning ministry? They think it's garbage. Ask the typical Reformed Baptist, Presbyterian, or whatever. They'll tell, oh, that's soul winning, that's garbage. That's 1, 2, 3, repeat after me. That's easy believism. That's junk. That's what they'll accuse us of. You know what? This guy loves our soul winning program. He wants to go soul winning. He's implementing soul winning. He's willing to go out and go soul winning. You know, why would I not reach out to a brother in Christ who wants to grow, who wants to do right, who's constantly learning and growing and wants to do right? And you know what? I'd rather hang around with him any day of the week than an independent fundamental Baptist who's against soul winning. I don't want anything to do with independent fundamental Baptists that don't go soul winning. And let me just drop a name that some of you guys might even be friends with, Matt Furse. You know, we had a guy named Matt Furse in our film, Marching to Zion. And let me tell you, I saw him publicly criticizing soul winning. And you know what I said? I want nothing to do with that guy ever again. I don't care if he's right on Israel. I don't care if he's right on the rapture. I don't care what he's right about. I don't care if he's an independent fundamental Baptist. If he's against soul winning, then I don't want anything to do with him. I'd rather hang around with a Reformed guy who wants to go out soul winning and win people to Christ than some dead as a doornail independent fundamental Baptist. And look, I'm not saying go to his church. I'm not saying that Calvinism's okay. I hate Calvinism. I think it's a stupid doctrine. In fact, that's my whole sermon, is what I don't like about it. It discourages soul winning. It offers